So I'm here with Sean and Kieran, who run many festivals kind of around Belfast and Bangor and other areas. We've been kind of all sitting inside the Black Box talking about the Northern Ireland Tourist Board cuts to some of the grants that affect smaller festivals. Sean, what's the implication coming out of Friday's announcement?
It's pretty devastating and catastrophic for the for our festival. It represents about a 15%, 17% cut in our overall turnover. So we're just going to have to regroup and think of how we're going to manage the cuts. It could mean less. Obviously, it will mean a lesser event, the less scaled down festival. We may be looking at, we only have a skeletal staff of 1.5, but so we can't do much there. But, you know, basically marketing is an area that you cut whenever you're under pressure, and then that has a knock-on effect because less people are aware of your festival. So it's very difficult to apply funds to a festival whose books are balanced on a knife edge as it is, but we'll do our best.
So that's the story with Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival and Out to Lunch. You're running kind of open festival. It's wider than just Belfast, though. These cuts aren't just focused on Cathedral Quarter where we're standing.
Absolutely, and I echo Sean's comments about the impact it's going to have on our organisation as well. I'm still actually in shock. I can't believe that this decision has been made, and the manner in which it was made, and the timing in which it was made as well. I mean, you referred to us as smaller organisations. Although we're not necessarily smaller festivals, but we are in receipt of smaller amounts of money than the ones that aren't affected.
These are still amounts of money coming from the tourist board, thinking that you're bringing tourists from, I guess, from the south, from England, from Europe, in to see your stuff.
Absolutely. Here we are in the Cathedral Quarter, an area that for many years was a kind of no-go area in Belfast, and the government ministers looked to the arts organisations, they looked to cultural tourism as a way to regenerate a part of town that they were also going to invest in. They invested the money, we invested our time, we invested our expertise, and now look at the Cathedral Quarter. I mean, on a Saturday night or on a Friday night, you can barely get into any of the pubs and restaurants. So the impact that we as organisations make economically in Belfast, and for example ourselves in Bangor, and there's lots of other organisations throughout the whole of Northern Ireland that are going to be affected in the same way. It's a huge blow to the people of Belfast and the people of Northern Ireland as a whole, because our programme, our organisation is going to be compromised, and I don't say that lightly.
There's all these kind of economic studies that say for every pound you put into the arts, then you get kind of 7 or 8 invested back into communities and into businesses and things. But it's wider than just economics, isn't it? I mean, what you do isn't just about putting music on and putting acts on and kind of making people, you know, come go and spend money in the pub afterwards. It's more than that.
Well, totally. I mean, it's about social cohesion. We saw 2 weeks ago at Culture Night, people of every background, every nationality, all ages, families were down in this area. And it's shared celebration of the city and of the arts and of culture. And you can't really quantify that. Yes, you can make the economic argument about the arts. And there's many economic impact studies have been carried out and about the multiplier effect of investment in the arts. But, you know, if you take away the arts, you're losing something very special about the city and the people here.
Yeah, it is, as Sean said, it's all about the people. It's not just the pound, it's the people. For example, I live in Bangor and I've been living there. It's my adopted hometown. I've been living there for 15 years. My family are growing up there. They're going to school there. And since I moved, I've noticed each year that people have been running the town down. And in recent years, people have just started to talk it back up again. There's a renewed sense of community ownership. There's a renewed sense of civic pride that wasn't there. Absolutely. I mean, that's the key word that we would all use as event organisers, that we transform places and people.
But do you understand the context of, you know, the executive needs to make funding cuts?
Yeah.
All departments are making cuts. We've had kind of police, we've had universities.
Absolutely.
And today or yesterday it was the tourist board kind of 3 deputy saying that they were going to make some cuts.
Yeah.
And that you're an easy line in a spreadsheet to go through because it's extra money, there's no redundancies for them, you know.
I know.
It's going to happen, and it's maybe going to happen worse than
we're prepared to take cuts like all frontline services at the minute. You know, we realise that there's tough decisions to be made. I think the nature and the timing of this particular cut was ill-judged in my view. There was no consultation, no warning. It was sent out late on a Friday afternoon, and they ring-fenced certain organisations that they considered to be of particular value, and
or had longer contracts running with.
Well.
Possibly, not sure about that. And as Sean is saying, it's the way that it's been done.
So you don't see a rationale for why it's happened in this particular way?
Well, because I just think they thought it was an easy one to do, an easy decision to make, and to a constituency that was relatively voiceless or powerless. I think they find otherwise.
Yeah, they will be very surprised.
People turned up this afternoon. No notice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we'll see how many people turn up and show their support on Wednesday night at Oh Yeah. And I know there will be representatives from the business community, not just tourism or the arts. This affects everyone. I mean, this is all about us working hard to transform Northern Ireland into a better place to live. And we're trying to make one step forward while we're being asked to take two steps back.
All the best. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.